This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine investigators are still trying to figure out what started that fire yesterday that hospitalized one person. Firefighters rescued several people from the burning home near Buchanan and Hamilton early yesterday, pulling one woman out unconscious. 10 people living there are without homes. The Red Cross is assisting. Early voting is underway for Racine's District 2 primary. You can check that box at City Hall ahead of the February 17th election. Four candidates are in the running in the second, and voters can find details and hours at myvote.wi.gov. Candidate profiles are up at racinecountyi.com. Racine Unified plans to approve a school calendar for next year with 25 early release days instead of 30 initially planned. The changes come after community feedback. The district says the extra time without students will be used for teacher training and planning. And the new bipartisan federal spending bill will fund several local projects, including $5 million for our Racine County Mental Health Facility and $3 million for housing in Kenosha. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she helped secure the money for education, health care, and job training programs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, you're just your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 24 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little off and on light snow in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.